On Saturday, representatives of the IDPs from across South Sudan converged at Juba's Freedom Hall to meet Pope Francis, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the Moderator General of the Church of Scotland, Ian Greenshells. Addressing the gathering, 13-year-old Rebecca Nyakur, who lives in a Juba IDP camp, appealed to the Pope to push everyone to work for peace in the country.
On behalf of the children of South Sudan, I want to thank you for your peace. We, the children of South Sudan, like dancing and singing bird mite. This is how we praise God, who is always with us. Continue to teach us to be fans of Jesus and continue to speak to our people so we can all be together in peace. In the name of Jesus, I want to ask you to give a special blessing for all the children of South Sudan so we can grow together in peace and love.
Speaking through a translator during the meeting, Pope Francis said the people of South Sudan have suffered for years and it is time to open a chapter of peace.
And although the chapter of recent years has been one of violence, it is possible and indeed necessary to launch a new chapter, starting with yourselves. A new chapter of encounter, which does not forget past sufferings, but radiates the joyful light of fraternity. A chapter that does not focus only on reports of tragedy, but on an ardent desire for peace. May you, young people of different ethnicities, write the first pages of this new chapter.
1.3 million South Sudanese live in IDP camps in South Sudan after fighting broke out in 2013 and again in 2016, forcing hundreds of thousands to flee their homes. The country continues to struggle with deadly intercommunal violence. The Pope said IDPs should not give up on their dream of peace. He also used the occasion to call for an end to violence against women in South Sudan.
Women are the key to transforming the country. Through their industriousness and their natural gift of protecting life, they will have the ability to change the face of South Sudan, to give it a peaceful and cohesive development. I ask you, I ask all the people of these lands to ensure that women are protected, respected, valued and honored.
The head of the Catholic Church also called for an end to attacks on humanitarian workers.
I would also like to honor the humanitarian workers who have lost their lives and to plead for respect for those who offer help and for the structures that assist the population. They should not become targets of assaults and vandalism.
9 humanitarian workers were killed in South Sudan in 2022, compared to 5 in 2021. Since the conflict began in 2013, 141 humanitarians, predominantly South Sudanese, have lost their lives while providing humanitarian assistance to people. 31-year-old Teresa Peter Gatquoth, who lives in a Juba IDP camp, says the Pope's visit gives her hope.
We hope for more blessing. We hope to come out from where we are staying because we drink bad water, the food we eat is small, and security is not good. We need peace and security to live together.
Pope Francis returned to the Vatican after celebrating Mass in Juba on Sunday. It remains to be seen whether his words will change the hearts and minds of South Sudanese leaders as well as ordinary people who have suffered for years. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.